Hi, everybody. Today, after a quick message, we are happy to share one of our favorite stories and relaxations with you. Enjoy.
Welcome back to Be Calm on Awe Island. We love to bring you a soothing world to help you and your kids relax. Before we begin, your positive reviews really make a difference. You help others find our stories and keep us on the air. Let the world know how much you love Be Calm on Awe Island. And thank you. We really appreciate your help.
If you haven't already, please become a member of Be Calm on Awe Island podcast on Patreon. You'll find all your favorite episodes there and so much more. Your support will help us grow to bring you more of the content you've requested. Thank you for listening. Now, let's relax. Hello, Awe Islanders. Are you ready for some deep dragon breaths? Before we begin, have you found a quiet spot? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Let's start relaxing with three deep dragon breaths. Breathe in. Feel the air coming in your nose to fill your tummy with fresh air. And then breathe out, pretending fire is coming out of your mouth. Ready? Breathe in and out. Again, softly breathe in and out. One last dragon breath in and out. Now it's time to relax your entire body, starting with your feet. Wiggle all your toes. And then squeeze your toes together, pretending you are picking up a banana. Hold that banana tight with your toes and let it go. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. And wiggle all your toes. One more time. Pretend you are holding a banana with your toes and let it go. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. And wiggle your toes. Feel your feet and toes getting warmer as you relax the muscles. Remember to breathe slowly like a dragon, in and out. Next, lift your leg up just a little and let it float down. Lift your other leg just a little and let it float down. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, lift one leg up and let it float back down. Lift your other leg and let it float down.
Take another deep dragon breath in and out. Feel the muscles in your legs getting warmer and more relaxed. Keep breathing slowly, like a dragon, in and out. Now pretend you're holding a star inside each of your hands. Squeeze your hands into a tight ball. Are the stars tickling your hands? Take a deep dragon breath in and out. And let the stars go. How do your hands feel? Are they warm? Or do they tingle? Enjoy the feeling as you imagine the stars twinkling back up to the sky. Reach your arms around your chest and give yourself a big hug. Now release and let your arms float down. Take a deep dragon breath. In and out. Again, give yourself a big hug. Squeeze and let your arms float down. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. Feel warm energy flow into your chest and arms as you breathe in and out. Now you're going to make the grumpiest face possible. Squeeze your eyebrows down towards your nose. Wrinkle your nose and mouth up towards your eyebrows. Keep making the grumpy face and let it go. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. One more time. Make a grumpy face. Let your face and neck soften and breathe in and out. Finally, you are going to squeeze all the muscles in your whole body at the same time. When I say go, squeeze your toes, lift your legs, close your hands, hug yourself, and close your eyes and mouth tight. Ready? Go! Squeeze your whole body tight and let go. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Again, squeeze your whole body tight. And then relax. Take another slow, deep breath in through your nose and out your mouth. One more time. Squeeze your whole body tight and then let go. Take a deep dragon breath in through your nose and out your mouth. How does your body feel? Does it feel relaxed, heavy, and warm? Good. Now you are ready for our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Color Helpers. It was an ordinary day. There were some clouds in the sky. The air felt warm as Emily and Billy left with their dad to shop for their school supplies. Emily felt excited. It was her first time shopping for school. She was starting kindergarten this year and couldn't wait to have a backpack, just like her big brother. As they walked down the aisle with the supplies, Emily's eyes grew big. There was so much to choose. She began to feel nervous and decided that to make it easy, she would just choose everything green. Emily quickly picked up a green binder, 6 green folders, and 7 green notebooks. It was a lot to carry, and Emily struggled to hold everything until she dropped it all on the ground. That startled Billy, who had been carefully considering what binder he should get. "Emily, are you okay? I know it's your favorite color, but why do you have all green?" Billy asked, seeing the emerald sea of supplies surrounding his little sister. "Well, green is my favorite color. With so many choices, I felt overwhelmed, and I just figured if I picked all green, then I would be done, and I wouldn't feel nervous anymore," Emily said. "Would you like some help?" Billy asked. "Yes, please," Emily said. "Okay." Then Billy added with a smile, "First, let's try something to help you calm." Emily smiled sheepishly and said, "I forgot to take my deep dragon breaths." And with that, both Billy and Emily took a deep dragon breath in and out. Emily felt better knowing her big brother was going to help her figure out what she needed. "Ready?" Billy asked. "I may need to take another deep dragon breath later," Emily said. "I may need to take another one too," Billy replied. "I'll explain what I do, and then you can decide if that will work for you too, okay?" "Okay," Emily said with a smile. Billy said, "I choose a different color for each subject. That way, when it's time to learn, I can find everything I need easily. Everything I need for reading is red. I have a red folder and a red notebook. And if I need a book cover, I make that red too. Science is green. Math is blue. Social studies is yellow. Spelling and writing I keep together in orange. And my music folder is purple." "Oh, I see," Emily said.
So I just have to remember what color goes with what subject. You got it, Billy said. I think I'll try it your way, Emily said. I may change it up later. And with that, she began to pick out her folders and notebooks. Soon there was a rainbow of school supplies in the shopping cart. Billy and Emily still had more supplies to get. When they picked up their crayons, markers, and colored pencils, Emily asked, "Why do we need so many different ways to color?" "You'll use them for different things. We use the colored pencils for rainbow writing," Billy said. "What's rainbow writing?" "It's when you learn new words and you trace them with at least three colors," he said. "I hope I get to do rainbow writing," Emily said. They were almost done. Both Emily and Billy picked out a supply box, lunch box, and water bottle with designs in their favorite color. Then they helped Mom and Dad push the cart to the checkout. When they got home, Emily yawned. All that shopping had worn her out, and she was ready to rest. So Emily went to her room for a little nap. She stretched and hopped into her bed, nestling into her fluffy pillow. Emily thought of all she had to be grateful for. Emily was grateful to have new school supplies. She was happy to be starting kindergarten soon. Emily was also thankful that Billy had taught her how to use colors to organize her stuff. Emily closed her eyes, gave herself a big hug, and then relaxed. She took a deep dragon breath in and out. Feeling cozy and warm, Emily took another dragon breath, calming her body. And smiled. Then she took one more deep dragon breath in and out. Her mind quieted, and Emily fell asleep.
Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.